Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. It is Monday, the 28th day of January. Hard to believe the first month of 2008 is almost elapsed. It is coming to its end here in the next 3 days. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Bev Harris, who has been for the last 2 weeks in New Hampshire, tracking unbelievable evidence of organized industrial-level fraud, stealing the election. She'll be joining us from New Hampshire, coming up for about a 20-30-minute report in the third hour today. There's also a medical doctor who's a state legislator in Tennessee who is valiantly fighting to have fluoride removed from the water supply. He's going to be popping in for about 20-30 minutes in the second hour today. In the meantime, just masses of important news, audio clips, analysis, completely and totally jam-packed. Well, let me just, I've never been successful at this, but let me just try to just read headlines, and then we're going to go back and go through as much of it as we can. It's a catch-22, either just read the headlines or of 100-plus stories I have in front of me, 100-plus. Or I could pick 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then maybe go into some detail on those. Straight talk from Senator McCain, more wars to come, and we'll be in Iraq over 100 years. Ron Paul can win Maine. Paul says U.S. economy has run out of money. U.S. recession will dwarf dot-com crash. IMF head in shock fiscal warning. Economy woes batter global equity markets. Housing prices fall 5.5. Shares fall on more economy fears. The world melts for gold as gold fever explodes. The anti-gold trust group is buying a $300,000 ad in the Wall Street Journal. We're going to give you a first look at it here, exposing how they manipulate and suppress the price of gold. History Channel admits anthrax attacks are an inside job. I'm going to play again that clip from the show that's going wild on the web. I can feel the freedom. Google wife targets World DNA Donation Data Bank. Live leak headline. New World Order vampires wanting DNA at the World Economic Forum is a spinning success. Kindergarten students slapped in handcuffs, terrorized over acting out in class. Gold and platinum end week with record highs continuing today. That is just some of the news. That's a small stack. Here's another stack. Unfinished business for Bush in the final State of the Union address coming up tonight. U.S. diplomat dies in Pakistan, suicide suspected. Sure. Iran receives last nuclear fuel shipment. Don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors, eugenics. Paul contests delegate credentials in Louisiana, now challenging fraud there, finally doing the right thing. U.S. hails Suharto as historic figure. He was a guy that staged terror attacks in Indonesia. Tip-off thwarted nuclear spy ring probe, Times of London. Pakistan shuns CIA buildup sought by U.S. North Korea calls for peace treaty with the U.S. to ease tension. North American Union becomes litmus test for political hypocrisy among U.S. Democratic presidential candidates. CCTV camera microphones to be axed. Coercion plan to force ID cards on first-time drivers. Britain's top black police officer. We're struggling to cope with immigrant crime wave. China's mobile network, a Big Brother surveillance tool. Bush orders NSA to snoop on U.S. agencies. Leaked memos revealing confused ID card plans.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Literally burn with passion and desire. I can literally taste it as my teeth clench and lock together. I can feel my ancestors' victories against tyranny and the great battles they fought, the struggles of the species, everything it is to the human. I can feel it coursing through my very bones, my heart, my guts, the sinews in my forearms, my fists that are cracked and arthritic, burn with power. All of you have that same human spark. Your destiny is to build. Your destiny is to create. Your destiny is to be free. Free of bondage. Free of lesser men's control. And I want you to stand up. And I want you to get focused. And I want you to stop being afraid of turning your own personal destiny and the power that God has put in each of us
We are literally made in the image of the creator of the universe. You realize that's why the New World Order hates you. That's why the devil hates you. And that's why they're so afraid of us. We are literally not even an embryonic form of what humanity is going to become. We have not even become larvae yet, ladies and gentlemen. And every ounce of my being only wants to see the species do well and to grow and to turn into what we are to become. All of our trials, all of our tribulations, everything we are. And you look at who our heroes are today, basketball players, football players, things that mean nothing today and will mean even less tomorrow or next year. No longer is it the people that stand up against tyranny that are the heroes. No longer is it the people that save burning children from a building. No longer is it individuals who invent incredible new technologies. No longer. They know how to take your heroes and give you false heroes. They know how to punch your buttons and manipulate you. And it's time that you literally break out of that cage. It's time for you to bust out and break out like the Incredible Hulk. It's time to get wild. There's nothing that can stop us. We just turn it all loose. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, I can feel the freedom. You can break through the New World Order right now. You can stop being a slave right now. Just a kiss away. And all these people that hate beauty, all these people that hate strength, all these people that want to turn you into a pile of stupid, dull-eyed weakness. They make me sick. Everything in me wants life and green fields and happiness running over. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm fired up. That was a few weeks ago, and somebody grabs my better rants and puts them up on YouTube. A lot of you do out there, and I really appreciate it. And then I got all these emails about that piece saying, did you write that? You're a great writer. No, ladies and gentlemen, I don't write that. You can we tape the Sunday show every week, sometimes the weekday show. We put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see there. I'm not reading off a teleprompter. I'm not reading from a script. That comes from the heart, from my soul to you. I can feel the freedom is the name of that. That's the name that was put to it by the listener that posted it. It's up on truthnews.us and infowars.com right now. Coming up, again, let me just tell you about the guest that we have coming on the show today. We have Daniel G. Stockin, MPH, doctor at the Lilly Center. He is a health researcher. This should be technical, not a medical doctor. And there's also in one of these pieces a state rep in Tennessee who's fighting this and quite a few other doctors. And the good news, we're going to play this piece here in just a moment, and he's coming up next hour, is that they've been fluoridating our water for 50 years. And now you see towns and cities pulling it out. Now you see the establishment's program to try to force us onto this failing. And you see major newscasts talking about chemtrails. You see major newscasts talking about the New World Order and the North American Union. You see major newscasts across the country talking about fluoride being a poison. This is a major TV station in Tennessee. Here it is.
We have been fluoridating our water in Tennessee for more than 50 years, but never before has there been more talk than that fluoridating our water might be a bad idea and a health risk. Tonight, Dennis Ferrier has the latest developments on a story that impacts all of us.
Joey Hensley is a respected physician. He's also a Tennessee state lawmaker. He is now combining those two professions to make a very strong point.
We've been doing it 50 years. But just because we've been doing something 50 years doesn't necessarily mean that it's right.
Hensley's talking about something most of us don't even think about, fluoridating water. After much research, the doctor has sent out a letter to every water district in Tennessee asking them to stop fluoridating water. The evidence, he says, fluoride works better when you rub it on your teeth, not when you drink it. The fluoridation is medication added to water without your permission, and that's wrong. But most of all, because the National Research Council believes young children are getting 3 to 4 times the dose of fluoride as adults. And now the American Dental Association is telling mothers not to make baby formula with fluoridated water because of fear of dental fluorosis.
And that's big news, and that really hasn't been publicized very much.
Health researcher Dan Stockin believes that this ADA warning about baby formula and fluoride is just the beginning.
The ramifications of this are so huge, I'm sure that the state health department hasn't quite figured it out yet. Because, see, once the door cracks, and it is now for what it does to teeth, the next group, one of the next groups that's going to start raising their hands and saying, what about us, is people who are on dialysis and people who have borderline kidney damage and impairment. Then there's all the people that have hypothyroidism.
Scientists like Nobel Prize winner Arvid Carlson and a large group of EPA scientists have called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
There are so many potential legal things about to happen that as a taxpayer, I think it would be really, really smart for the water districts and the Metro Nashville. Look, just if people want fluoride, let them use fluoridated toothpaste and spit it out. But don't go poisoning everyone. Don't continue this after everyone knows all this information now just because it's not convenient.
Now, Dr. Hensley has already had one response. Spring City in Ray County is going to stop fluoridating its water, and it is bit simple. I mean, there's no law. It's all voluntary, Dan, so anyone can turn on the fluoride or turn it off.
Dennis, let's make sure we're clear on this. Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste, but it's actually a poison, right?
It sure is, and here's the quickest evidence. Go to your bathroom and pick up your toothpaste, and you'll see a warning that if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, call poison control.
Wow. Dennis Ferrier.
Now, the bigger story here is not just that people are waking up across the globe to this. The bigger story here is, why did they put it in the water to begin with? Well, then you find the study from the 20s and 30s and 40s. You find out the Nazis put it in the death camp water. You find out the Soviets. This is admitted. This is declassified. This came out during the Nuremberg trials. And then they brought it over here and put it in our water. And why? You heard that a child on average gets about 4 times. 4 times the effect an adult has because they ingest almost as much water as an adult, but they weigh a lot less. And the foods and everything else it's in. It brain damages them. Depending on which study, between 10 and 20 point IQ reduction. So a lot of you out there would have had 100 IQ. You wonder why you're a moron. It's because of the fluoride. They did this to you. It actually eats holes in your brains. I'm a moron. I mean, can you imagine how smart I would be? How smart a lot of us that are still somewhat intelligent would be if this hadn't happened? A lot of you have been so brain damaged by this, you can't even understand this show. That's why you talk to a lot of adults, and it seems like they're idiots, they're morons, they're fools, they're gibbering monkeys, basically. And that's because this has been done to them through this chemical weapon, through the water supply. And there are so many other things. I mean, the feds, more than a decade ago, said MBTE had to be put in all the fuel. And now 49 states have massive levels of it in all major drinking water supplies. And guess what it does? It also lowers IQ. It toxifies all the major tissues. And it, of course, also attacks sperm counts and infertility in men and women. Just so happens that the feds mandated that be put in all of the fuel. And then, of course, it runs off, it precipitates out through your tailpipe in gaseous form, and you breathe it, another little present, another little goodie from the eugenicists. And see, imagine the tens of millions of people that thought we were kooks here 12, 13 years ago, and people before us 30, 40, 50 years ago, warning people about what was happening, and they all laughed at us, and now it's in New Scientist and Scientific American and Reuters and in Nashville, Tennessee, the major TV station there, with doctors and state reps and medical experts coming out and saying it's poison. It attacks your pituitary. It attacks your pineal. It attacks pituitary. And unfortunately, the damage is already done to where a large portion of the public are basically zombie automatons.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens easy.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Global architects of mind control literally have the population in a spell. A spell of people being worldly, materialistic, only focused on themselves, feeling petty, feeling powerless, not believing that they can affect change, telling us that we can't beat the New World Order, we can't even stand up against the New World Order. I'm here to tell you history shows one thing. Motivated, intelligent, focused individuals and groups cannot be stopped. And that's why the New World Order is so afraid of all of us. They know that if we simply activate our powerful intellect and are guided by God's shining light, we can tear down the New World Order. We can defeat them. We can wage war against them. All over the street, people are talking about fluoride being a deadly poison. They're learning how the eugenicists put it into the water supply. They're learning about the plan to exterminate 80-plus percent of the population. They're learning about the North American Union. They're learning about the cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines. They're learning about the foreign troops. They're learning about the private Federal Reserve. They're learning that we told them the truth, and they're becoming angry. They're becoming focused. They're just now beginning to take action, and the New World Order is being shook. There is a worldwide earthquake of psychic energy, of awakening, of intellectual freedom. A new renaissance is being born against their tyranny. And the enemy foresaw resistance, but they never imagined it would be this great and this fast-moving, this explosive. So the enemy is moving to block us. The enemy is moving to wage war upon humanity. And their acceleration of their attack is only spurring the awakening to be that much more explosive and fast-moving. They know that their time is short. They know their world government is destined to fail, destined to fall, since the foundations of the earth. They know that liberty is growing and that the spirit of freedom is becoming stronger each second, each minute, each day, each week, each year. Prepare for the battle to be joined. Prepare for the ultimate conflict between good and evil. Prepare for the clash of dark and light. Prepare to have your mettle tested. For all the tumultuous activities, for all the crises you see unfolding now, it is truly the calm before the real storm. Here in my stack, I have medical doctors calling for not treating anyone who smokes, anyone who's unhealthy. This is how, through socialism, through socialized medicine, through eugenics medicine, they want state control so they can force things on you. They want to control your life, control your activities, monitor your activities. How are they going to know if you smoke or have had an, quote, unhealthy lifestyle? They're going to monitor you. They're going to track you. They're going to trace you. They're going to control you. Started out more than a decade ago with major police departments firing officers caught smoking cigars at parties with other officers spying on them. Sounds reasonable. The taxpayers are paying for their insurance. Why shouldn't they be made to be healthy? But then what does it lead to? A mafia-type control of social workers like you see in the film Cat's Eye. Well, James Woods, don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors, smokers, heavy drinkers, the obese, and the elderly. Oh, they just add, and the elderly. Ah, see, first it's for your activity. Doesn't matter that they've done studies showing that people were having the same amount of calories in the 60s and 70s as they are now. But we didn't have as much diabetes. In fact, it's gone up several thousand percentage points. And we didn't have as many cases of cancer. People ate huge meals, but they weren't as fat, and now they find out that the fluoride and other things shuts down the thyroid, makes you lethargic and sluggish. And so people that are eating the same amount that folks the same age ate in the 60s and 70s are turning into Jabba the Hutts. It's because you've been hit and hit hard. But see how they just slip that in? Oh, and the elderly should be barred from receiving some operations, according to doctors. First, they give you government-controlled, corporate-controlled health care, and then they start denying it to you. We'll cover this, the economy, government-sponsored anthrax attacks, and a lot more. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Does it make it easier on you?
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, the immortal Johnny Cash.
Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Oh, did I ask too much?
More than a lot.
More than a lot. You gave me nothing now. It's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got when all you've got is hurt. One love.
Ah, oh, it's beautiful.
One blood.
Says it all.
One life. You've got to do what you should.
I've noticed that all the users, abusers, backstabbers, midnight riders,
sister,
they'll dish out the abuse, they'll dish out all the evil, and then they're shocked when you stand up to them. They're shocked when you shun them. They're shocked when you tell them, get out of my life. And I want all the scum out of my life. I want all the double dealers and backstabbers. That means the government, people I've known personally. Good people have to learn to stop being so soft and so nice to people that try to use you. That's another big part of the solution. Don't fight with the scum. Just tell them to get out of your way and don't associate with them. And if you know somebody who's pro-New World Order and pro-war and pro-corruption, try to wake them up. But after that, if they laugh at you, just stop associating with them. Stop talking to them. And if they walk up to you at work and say, why don't you talk to me anymore? Why don't you go out to the bar with me anymore? Just say, because I don't like the type of person you are. That's why. And don't ever talk to me again. We got to start treating these people like what they are. And that's trash. That's scum. That's a bunch of psychic vampires. The strong and the good are the people that always hold society together, and we pull the wagon while the lazy people in the back sit there and complain at us and lash us with whips and tell us we hadn't done enough for them. You know, I think about how I've never compromised, how I went on air day one on 9/11 and said it was an inside job, and I don't know, lost 15, 20 affiliates, and the next week the stations called up and they said, you better stop talking about that or we're going to drop your show. And I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, but here's the facts, and you just have to go ahead and do it. And Ted Anderson stood by me when that happened. You know what, though? We got even more stations after that by telling the truth. I remember when I had one radio station. I'd already started the syndicated show separately. I had one station, 98.9 FM, and the new station manager called me in. He said, you're not going to talk about the troops training for gun confiscation anymore. You're not going to talk about Bill Clinton being bad anymore. You're not going to talk about George Bush, the governor, anymore. You're fired. And he laughed at me and said, is that clear? And I said, I'm sorry, I can't keep covering the news. I can't shut up. And they got such a power trip when they fired me, and they laughed at me as I walked out of the building weeks later. And you know what? I've tracked the lives of all those people, and their lives went to hell after that, all of them. Nothing but bad things happened to them. And I don't take any pleasure in that. I'm actually sad about that. But people that mess with me, they have to climb over the bodies, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why it's been like that my whole life. You want a piece of me? You want to try to bring Alex Jones down? Get in line. It's a long line. I'm committed, and I know I'm a good person, and I know I do this for the right reasons. And every day, I'm angry at myself because I know I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I don't have the intellect to present this information. It's so important. It's so key. And every day, I wish I could research more and do a better job and bring you more information. But I'm only human. I'm not perfect. But together, we can bring down this new world order. Together, the good men and women, old, young, black, white, north, south, east, west. I don't care if you're from China, South Africa, Canada, Mexico, it's time to get our heads screwed on straight. It's time to count the cost. It's time to realize what we're facing as a society. I understand the New World Order program. I understand their operations. I understand their goals. I understand what they're doing. And I'm desperately here trying to get you to take action and realize what we face and to count the cost. And to get your head screwed on straight. And I read a story like this. I see these stories every week. Every week in Canada, every week in the U.S., every week in England, every week in Germany, every week in Australia, every week in Russia, every week in Africa. As the eugenicists, calling themselves bioethicists, sell their idea that's 150 years old, and it goes back before that to the Greeks. Don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors. Should lifestyle play a role in deciding who gets national health care system treatment? This out of the London Telegraph today. We need a story about this from the Watsons or from Nimmo or from Aaron, somebody. Smokers, heavy drinkers, the obese, and the elderly. See, they tack that on. Not because of their actions, just because they're old. Be barred from receiving some operations, according to doctors, with most saying the health service cannot afford to provide free care to everyone. It isn't free. You suck the money off everybody and then say, oh, since it's socialized, we have to govern how you live. And then, oh, by the way, who lives and who dies? And they sell. We shouldn't pay for smokers, and then it's next week. And we should just go ahead and kill the old people. Fertility treatment and social abortions are also on the list of procedures that many doctors say should be not be funded by the state. Then they even put that in for social conservatives. This was all crafted by Laura Donnelly to sell you this. So conservatives read that and go, oh, maybe I am for eugenics. Oh, it's not going to fund abortion. You better believe they'll keep funding that. The findings of the survey conducted by Dr. Magazine sparked a fierce fight last night with the British Medical Association and campaign groups describing recommendations from family and hospital doctors as outrageous and disgraceful. By the way, the bioethicist boards in England, the U.S., Canada are already doing this. I mean, I remember a decade ago having Wesley Smith, best-selling author, Wall Street Journal columnist, on where he would list the names. He'd been there in Florida, in California, and all over the country when people who could talk were strapped down to gurneys. Their families, they'd sign their rights over to their family. Their family signed it over to the state. And they'd be begging, please don't kill me. Water, water, water. But David Wendland, others, many famous cases, not just Terry Schiavo, who could mumble and, you know, follow a balloon and was clearly conscious. No. Who for more than a decade, they wouldn't let him brush her teeth, wouldn't put her head up so the fluid stacked up in her head. Absolute, absolute torture, setting that precedent, murdering her right in front of everyone. She was nothing as bad as it was compared to the hundreds and hundreds of names that Smith has tracked of tens of thousands a year. And every time he was on, nurses, people at hospices, folks at nursing homes will call him and say, oh yeah, they murder people here all the time. They will beg for the food. They will beg for the water. It's already going on, and all you yuppies snicker and giggle, thinking it'll never happen to you. You warehouse your parents for them to die. You let them die in their own urine and all those bed sores, and you think that isn't going to happen to you. You think you're not going to reap what you sow. You're not going to have to wait to die, you atheists who don't think there's a hell. You're going to be punished in life. That's the little secret that they don't want you to know. But I know the laws of the universe. I know they're as rigid and guaranteed as the pole star. They are as sure as the sunrise. They are as real as the wind and fire. They are absolute laws of the universe, incontrovertible, unmovable. You have put yourself in the way of God's fist. I do not fear man. I fear he who can kill the soul. And if you don't know that you have a soul, you are truly led astray. You truly are living in darkness. About 1 in 10 hospitals already deny some surgery to obese patients and smokers, with restrictions most common in hospitals battling debt. See, there's a reason. There's always a reason. Managers defend the policies because of the higher risk of complications on operating table for unfit patients, but critics believe that patients are being denied care simply to save money. And then they play a class warfare off of, you've been healthy your whole life, you deserve it. And then now the government's in the business of controlling how you live your life. And California announces they're on the verge of passing a bill by law to make you retrofit and pay to have new thermostats that are radio-controlled by the government. They'll decide how hot and cold your house is, how much heat, how much air conditioning you get. They'll decide what light bulbs you have. They'll decide what toilets you have. They'll decide what type of windows you have. They'll decide with a social worker, environmental worker they send by if you can add on to your house or remodel. They'll decide how many children you can have. They'll decide when to penalize you. They'll decide how to run your life. And they do it all for the earth. They'll pass a law in San Francisco banning plastic bags, and then Whole Foods will do it voluntarily. And it sounds reasonable. The dioxin from plastics manufacture is poisonous. The plastic bags choke and are not very biodegradable in the landfills. But compared to nerve gas and toxic waste of every type by the billions of gallons being dumped into the rivers and seas and lakes, and the water table being polluted, compared to thousands of companies racing randomly cross-species hybrids giving rise to superviruses and bacterium for already pulsing throughout the biosphere system, wrecking new creations, new amino acids, new life forms, new crosses between microbacteria and viruses that have never existed, massive health problems already exploding, racing towards doomsday. Nothing to stop human cloning. Nothing to stop cross-human chimera humanoid cloning. Nothing to stop any of that. GMO foods that kill all the rats that eat it, approved on your table. Unstable genetic codes randomly mutating each generation, jumping into all the different plants around them. Jumping into the naturally indigenous plants. You think invasive species are a problem? It's nothing. It is even the same universe as the genetic wreckage, the genetic frothing that's going on. I've described it like a berserker with a battle axe in a China shop, just going absolutely insane, throwing themselves into China cabinets, crashing and bashing the display cases, biting plates savagely, throwing themselves, rolling in it, just madhouse, wild bull mania crashing through, knocking holes in the walls, dragging China broken into a thousand pieces out into the street. That's what we're talking about. And while that's going on, they're showing you a chipped teacup and making a big deal out of a tiny chip on it, going, oh, look, it's a chipped teacup. The earth can deal with toxic waste, ladies and gentlemen. The earth can deal with trees being cut down, which is bad enough. We have to drink it and breathe it, and it's bad. But compared to the GMO, compared to the cross species, it is nothing. Compared to the atom bombs, the hydrogen bombs, the neutron bombs, the antimatter weapons, all now being admitted. Compared to the superconducting supercolliders, worldwide, randomly accelerating antimatter particles, slamming them into different metals. Top physicists, top quantum mechanics experts, top experts working with the deep blue systems saying there is a probability that is very high that one of these days you're not even going to feel it as the entire solar system explodes. It could even create a black hole. It'll just take a few minutes for its shockwave to reach the sun, to reach the gas giants. A few minutes more for it to go out even further, and within a few hours to hit Pluto and the Kuiper Belt. psychopathic New World Order, literally with their hands in the machinery of creation, and having no idea what they're doing. You hear about different plastics being invented, different drugs being invented, where they accidentally poured this into that. How dangerous that was, explosions in laboratories 100 years ago, 150 years ago. Now they're doing things trillions of times more complex with huge assembly lines, randomly splicing DNA of plant and animal and insect, randomly open-air planting it. Just total insanity. And the environmentalists running around with their hippie haircuts and their little hippie costumes. And I'm not knocking how you dress. I could care less. The point is, drinking your tea, acting trendy, riding your bicycles to save Earth. It's all about you, controlling what you do, training you to be a slave. I'm not saying riding a bike's bad. I'm saying they give you false solutions to the greater mass crisis. They're habitualizing rituals to train you for the new religion. They openly wrote textbooks on it. Training you that when the government says jump and the regulators say jump, you say how high? Baby, baby. Oh. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
I'm gonna leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for rescue song. North to Alaska.
Alaska, to go north to Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
We're back live. There's a great news outfit called Frequency Clear on YouTube. And he really breaks down the exact same ideas, analysis that I have. This is what the governments, the Defense Department, the Ministry of Defense in England are saying as well. This is what they're planning for. Their enemy is the people. They have announced it. That's what the entire infrastructure is about now. They're shifting over to it. I'm going to play about 4 minutes of this, come back and play a few more minutes of it. Then we're going to get into mainstream news now admitting fluoride's deadly poison. And, of course, more of your phone calls, a bunch of economic news as well. The websites are prisonplanet.com, truthnews.us, ronpolwarroom.com. Here is the intro, a little bit of Frequency Clear, the channel on YouTube, Frequency Clear. The guy's doing a great job. Here it is.
That's what I believe that every election people do, that you can believe what he says.
Well, it never affected our country as strong. How do we want it? Like, how do we go forward to defend the government? All this is injustice in the world.
We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept.
If you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot standing on a human face.
It is a frightening picture. The more information I discover, the worse I come to understand our situation really is. Whether you want to talk about the unparalleled concentration of power, whether you want to talk about the absolute genocide and murder that is being carried out across the world, or you want to talk about the trajectory of technology in itself and just how unprepared human society and Western society is to deal with that technology. So let's start by talking about this report. I'm sorry, guys. It's really hard for me to go over this information and not get upset and have to talk about it over again. It's much more difficult than it seems. Before I get into the article, to most succinctly explain it to you, our culture and the world in totality is moving towards a neo-apocalyptic, cyberpunk-type future where science fiction is going to eclipse. I mean, the reality of what we're dealing with is going to eclipse some of your most radical ideas and understanding of science fiction. We are living in amazing times. And one of the most powerful tools the elites and the powerful and the controllers and the masters of reality have over human society is the illusion of normalcy. It's the illusion of permanence. And if you walk outside today, if you walk down any city street or you interact with the general public, you will see that the majority in the Western world are completely locked into a 1985 or even, I would argue, a 1955 version of reality where nothing changes.
This is Key Information. We will continue with Frequency Clear transmission in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.